Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 everyone, and namaste. I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Each Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and 7 p.m. here in the UK. And on the Awakening Talk Show, we have some very interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches, speakers, sound masters and authors, helping you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. So as ever, the question is, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you accessing and using it? Well, you know, tonight's show is entitled The Divine Feminine and the Corporate World. And today I feel very blessed, very honored to say that we are joined by Geraldine Bone, a friend and a colleague of mine of many years standing now. But Geraldine has spent 27 years working in the areas of women's development, diversity and spirituality. And she is known for her transformational training and her inspirational presentations. She's a past recipient of an ASTD Excellence in Practice Citation for her diversity work with PepsiCo in over 30 countries, and is a former president of the European Women's Management Development Networks. So she specializes in empowerment and leadership programs for women. So how cool is all of that? Because I was just saying to her before we came on air, I don't know half of that about you. The bits I know, all the wonderful bits, aren't even here. So hello, Geraldine. How are you?
Hi, Patricia. I'm very well, thank you. And how are you? And thanks so much for inviting me onto your show today.
Well, it's just fabulous. And I mean, I really do feel that, gosh, you've just got so much experience in this whole sector of the business, as it were, empowerment, leadership programs for women. And that is what we are all about here. We're talking, this show is particularly devoted to the divine feminine. So I guess my first question to you tonight would be the divine feminine in relation to the corporate world. Is there a relationship between the two, do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when we think about the corporate world and the corporate woman, if you like, there seem to be like two different kinds of women in our minds. One is those who might be interested in the divine feminine and what that might mean, and the others who are out there in the corporate world doing it. Well, you know, for me, there has to be a connection between the two. And the connection really is in the numbers. I mean, the corporate world employs millions of people. And the latest estimate is that in the UK, for instance, by 2014, there'll be more working women than men in the UK, based on an analysis of trends in employment. Now, of course, the fact is that women are still not getting equal pay and are still grossly underrepresented at the top. So there is work to be done there. But I think the divine feminine is needed because the divine feminine is about feminine power. And this power is needed not only so that women can progress, but so they can change the systems. Up to date, it's been like women have been breaking into a prison, and now they're trapped inside it. And it's going to take a lot more than just feminine strength to break out of the prison. It's going to take feminine power. And that's what I mean by the divine feminine.
Right. Because I was just going to say, Geraldine, what then is the difference between what we might call feminine aspects or women's strengths and the divine feminine? How do you articulate that?
The difference. Well, of course, there's now more talk about masculine and feminine styles and cultures, and we know the need for feminine strengths in organizations. The fact is, men need these skills too. In fact, men and women both need a balance of feminine and masculine traits. But listening, collaborating, peacemaking, being noble and good aren't enough to create the changes that are needed. Because if we're going to call society to account for its humanity and to ensure that our organizations don't exploit their suppliers and customers, and if we're going to stand up for equality and justice at all levels, we have to get into positions of power and be comfortable wielding power. So the divine feminine actually is a powerful presence which is unafraid, which is risk-taking, which is fiercely creative. We only have to look at the examples of Boadicea, of Joan of Arc, of Athena, of Kali, the Hindu goddess of creative destruction, the suffragettes.
Absolutely.
I mean, do we care enough about our world, our communities, our organizations to wield power, to assert our values, to engage in conflict, to do whatever's necessary without getting intoxicated by power, as we've seen men do? So for me, the divine feminine is the connection to the consciousness of the feminine wisdom of the ages.
Yeah, and that says it beautifully, Geraldine, and it would be wonderful, would it not, if we could get more men engaged with us to bring forward that softer aspect of the fierceness, if you like.
Well, it would, except that, you know, we have spent a lot of time making sure that men are okay. Men have been okay because they've been in the positions of power. So really, I think it's time that for women to concentrate on themselves, because the divine feminine is about a very personal journey. Initially, it's about a personal journey. You can't start to wield some kind of power or control or presence until you have discovered that within yourself. So at the minute, I'm talking about the discovery of it for women, in women, and then they can bring it forth. And yes, of course, men need to be on board with it. But, you know, I don't think we've got the time to wait till all men are comfortable with this.
Oh, no, definitely not. We'd be grey and old and not here, I think.
Because, of course, the reality is the more power that women have, the less power that men have. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, I mean, if you're talking about people in positions of power in organizations, there are only a finite number of people at the top. So if women are going to be up there as well, that's less room for men. I mean, those are the hard realities. So, of course, men are going to be threatened by it. But I've kind of come around now to saying, you know what, men, you need to get on board with it and have your own groups and trainings about how you're going to get comfortable with it. I want to work with the female, the feminine, and the women who want to make a difference in their lives and in the world.
Absolutely. Now, I heard a statistic, it was BBC, that said 18%, there are only 18% of women at the moment in top-level jobs of all the women that are at work. So do you feel that, you know, we were talking about the journey of women so far, do you feel that we're stuck? Do you feel, or do you feel we are getting through? What's your feeling with that?
Well, slowly we're getting through, but you see, we're still in kind of an old system. So we're still trying to fight through in what seems to me to be a very outdated kind of system that's still full of a lot of unconscious bias. There aren't men in positions who are deliberately trying to keep women out. That's not probably what it is anymore. But there's a lot of unconscious stuff going on that people are not bothering to educate themselves about. So those numbers are very low. But, you know, as I often say to women, there are anyway only going to be a few women at the top, but any woman who's in a management position and starting to come in a leadership position, she has got a team probably that she is heading up, whether that team is 2,000 or 200 or 20. She can start to make a difference with the people she is leading. I mean, we're not talking about waiting till you become the CEO of somewhere before you can do something. You have to start to do it all the way along as you're going. And that's how it's like light many small fires. We're not, eventually they'll all join up. You know, so we have to get women into the situation where they'll have the courage to light the small fires and then look round and be blinded by how many small fires there are.
There are, absolutely. And you're motivating us all to doing that very thing. You know, as we're speaking, I'm just thinking along my lines would be finding their voices as well and not waiting until they're in the position, but speaking up and out, speaking their truth before they even get there.
Yeah.
However, Geraldine, thank you for that. That's fabulous stuff. And I'm looking forward to the next section. But just in this moment, you're listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk radio show. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to explore more about this fascinating subject with our wonderful guest, Geraldine Bone. So please stay tuned.
When nothing's wrong and nothing hurts, and then the sun destroys the skies, awake, I have to realize the biggest dream.
Life. Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Golden tears fall from the trees, and memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. We are discussing the Divine Feminine and the corporate world with Geraldine Bowne. Now, we're going to mention at this point that the first two listeners who contact us here will receive a free one-hour coaching session one-to-one with me over the phone or Skype. Only qualification necessary is that you haven't worked with me before. And we're going to have a look at your life and work on what is for your highest good and your greatest joy. So, phone number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now, Geraldine is giving you a fabulous offer this evening, and you might like to get your pen and paper to make a note of this, but it is also up on the Transformation Talk Radio website. But she's giving you a massive 40% reduction on a wonderful audio program called Reclaim Your Power, Reclaim Your Life. And that consists of 8 audios of 20 minutes plus 8 transcripts. It's digital download, and the price we have is euros 22 instead of 37. Now, that is a massive reduction. So what do you have to do to get this? Well, you simply go to her website, which is www.powerfulwoman.net. That's woman.net/reclaim.html. Now, it says on the website and click on the link to the audio product. Once you've got on there, it's then on the payment page, put TALK in the coupon code box to get the discount. So let me just reaffirm her URL. It is www.powerfulwoman.net. And the email is geraldine@powerfulwoman.net. That's if you maybe want to contact her regarding any other aspect of what we're chatting about here. Now, let's get back to the plot very quickly. Geraldine, welcome back.
Thanks,
Okay, but do you agree with the Dalai Lama? He has said, apparently, that it will be Western women who change the world in the decades to come.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've heard this quote before, Patricia, it's true that Western women have made more progress regarding their independence and being treated respectfully and having more rights and having legislation on their side, etc. And in many respects, we are standing side by side with our male counterparts. So we are best placed for the next push. And it will take a push, because I think we've become complacent. Because, you see, some women don't think there's a problem. They think that the equality fight has been won, and it hasn't. In fact, we could even say that we'll know we've got equality when there are women at the top doing a mediocre job. Now, of course, we don't want anyone doing a mediocre job, but the truth is there are many men at the top who are at best mediocre. Any woman at the top is outstanding. She has to be outstanding, or she wouldn't have been there. Now, there are some other women who've learned to fit the system so well they can't even remember what the fight was about. It's like, can you swim with the sharks without becoming one? And, of course, there are those women who don't even want to be considered as women. They just want to be seen as people. Now, I don't think we can deny our feminine power or strength any more than we can deny our female bodies. We don't have to deny anything. We have to work to our strengths and remember who we are at our powerful core. So, yes, the Dalai Lama is right that we are poised to make the difference and lead the way in this.
Yeah. And why aren't we seeing more fruits of the feminist movement and actions and the consciousness raising of 40 years ago? Why is that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when all this started, initially women were trying to change the system, like votes, getting votes for women, the equality laws, etc. Of course, men became hostile and women's groups actually became splintered and the old hierarchical structures actually reappeared in our own groups. Now, the fact is the goals of equality still evade us. They're still not equal pay and only a smattering of women at the top. I mean, yes, some women are bringing home the bacon, but they're cooking it and cleaning up after it as well. Yeah. So it seemed that girls and women wanted the world to be changed, but it also seemed that not enough of us wanted to lead the change. And what began as consciousness raising of individuals actually became lost. The divine feminine, I think, retreated, and it became awareness raising about gender differences. So we began to concentrate on women's personal qualities, and our sisterhood became based on the sense of our emotional and almost moral superiority to men. Now we've got feminism that seems to be about personal choice, getting in touch with our desires, getting what we want, and our power, certainly over men, seems to be based in our sexuality. So we're moving between the good girl and the temptress, and both of these are rooted in our ancestral past. We've benefited from the previous shifts in consciousness, but now we're stuck with being too nice or too infatuated with our own desires and feelings to go beyond it. What seems to be needed to me now is new ways of being powerful in the world. And the divine feminine takes us beyond the sense of self and carving out our own destiny. We had to do that first. We're still doing that. But now we have to rise up with our divine feminine power as a creative force, and we have to construct new ways of being.
So do you feel that we're still trapped by our gender in spite of all the work to free ourselves?
Well, we are trapped by our gender as opposed to celebrating it and seeing the value in it and letting that stand out. Sometimes I say to women in workshops, what do you think, where do you add value to this organization because you are a woman? And if they say, well, no, but it's not because I'm a woman, it's because I'm a person and I'm this and I'm this. And I'm saying, well, then, you know, you're just competing with everybody else. You're not valuing. Why are we asking organizations to value women if you're saying you have nothing of value to add as a woman? You can't have it. We can't have it both ways.
Both ways. That's right. So why are you concentrating on corporate women? Because, you know, when we talk, you know, I work with individuals from whatever background, but you have always been focusing on the corporate women. Why is that? What work are you doing with them?
Well, I think because the world of work is a huge world. There are a lot of people there, and the last leadership program that I ran for women, those women were leaders of things like there was one production manager for the whole of Japan. There was one woman who was in charge of HR for the whole of Australia. Women in positions in corporate organizations are now in key positions to bring about changes. And I don't mean just changes for women. I mean changes to how business gets done, to productivity, to how it's all happening in order that everybody's potential can be realized. So I think that the key is for women who are in the world. And this has been denied to us in the past through patriarchy, of course. We've become polarized men and women. Our differences have separated us. We need to find ourselves within this. So, yes, we've been trapped by our gender, but it's within our gender we have to find ourselves. The key who we are is inside ourselves. It's in our authenticity. It's in the acknowledgement of our feminine strengths. And it's in the use of the power that's inherent in the divine feminine. It's the actualized woman who's going to give birth to things divine, which is a healed and transformed world. And I think when the divine feminine rises in women, their energy is magnetic and the sense of possibility is endless. We need women who will ultimately change the world, and they'll do it through the corporate world by changing things in their teams and in their organizations as they progress through them.
Yeah, changing the paradigms, really, as we understand them in business. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. How do you feel women can release this divine feminine? And I'm interested, Geraldine, we've only got a couple of minutes in this section left, but when you go into corporates, do you use that language, or do you shapeshift a bit, as I would call it, and not use the divine, the spiritual connotation, if you like? How do you do that?
That's interesting. With the, for instance, in the audio program that you mentioned, that's available to the listeners, the title is Reclaim Your Power, Reclaim Your Power, Reclaim Your Life. You see, because at the beginning of the journey, we have to reclaim that power so we can reclaim our life. We want inner balance in all we do. We want to be more valued and visible at work, and we want to direct our lives from a more powerful place. I think right now many women are stressed by everything they do, home, work, and the community. And thinking about a big change of the system and thinking about the divine feminine seems a bit of a stretch when the goal is to get to the end of the day without a major disaster. So this audio program helps women to stand on the seesaw of their lives and move with the tilt instead of being catapulted off one end of it. Now, when it comes to the leadership program, which is the 4.5-day residential program, then we're looking at doorways to authenticity, and the spiritual self is right up there on the agenda. So women at that level, then it's really important that they get on board with the fact that, yes, as well as a physical and emotional and an intellectual self, they have a spiritual self, and that is the route to their authenticity. And
if we're Geraldine, I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to stop you there.
Sorry.
I know it's so annoying. It's absolutely fabulous stuff. Stay with it. And everybody out there, you're listening to the Awakening Talk radio show. When we come back, we're going to get more of the same, and it's fabulous stuff. So stay tuned.
Like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative, broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze. A picture.
Well, hi there. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia and my amazing guest today, Geraldine Bowen. And I'm afraid we had to cut Geraldine off there, but she is now going to go to giving you five guidelines how women can release the divine feminine inside. So if you've got those pens and papers, guys and gals, then please use them. Geraldine, what are the five guidelines?
Well, let me just say first that although as women, of course, we're programmed to give birth physically, we may choose not to give birth to children. But, you know, we can certainly birth new ideas, new ways of being together, new ways of being in organizations, and give birth to the empowering of others. The emergence of the divine feminine, I think it's a journey to create a new world, to draw new lines instead of keeping within the old lines. The focus is outwards, but the expansion is from within. So we need to expand our consciousness, which will become expressed in new forms in the external world. So here are five things that we can do. Number one is to never stop shining. To never be afraid that if we shine too brightly, we won't be liked, we won't be popular, we'll overshadow other people. No, we will shine the way for other people to be able to join us with their light. So never stop shining, the first one. Number two is to break free of the prison that there's something wrong with you. And this is the key reason why women, a lot of women, suffer from self-esteem issues. And you know it takes courage to break free of that prison. And courage is a big part of the divine feminine. The power of the divine feminine is not a soft skill. It's a very strong, powerful thing. And we need courage. The third is to remember that your only job is to be a magnificent woman. All the rest will follow. So if we do concentrate on ourselves and we do shine, then the rest will follow because people will see our power in our presence. That kind of power is not related to position, it's related to presence. The fourth thing is to ask yourself, what do you want to give birth to that will heal the world? What is it you want to give birth to that will heal the world? And you can start that work with your small teams in whatever size of organization you're working in. And the fifth is to remember that it's not about having it all. It's about receiving it all. It's about having a full appetite. It's about living a full and passionate life. That word passion is grossly underestimated. We're not talking about a little soft, gentle anything here. We're talking about living fully and passionately and powerfully with courage. Yes,
absolutely. And I think the longer you're on the planet, the older you get, I think that becomes vital. Every day is so important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That is brilliant stuff. Geraldine, that's wonderful. I've written them down. I'm sure everyone else has. What about one life tip, if you like? What would that be?
Well, Matt, my overall tip really is to, you don't acquire personal power or the divine feminine in you. You already have it. It's waiting mm-hmm. to be released and revealed. So it's to believe in yourself, to take 5 minutes a day to tune into that power in yourself and allow the divine feminine to surface in your heart so it can be expressed in the world.
Yeah. That's absolutely fabulous. I'm just really like to hear a bit more about this wonderful program that you're offering us today. Can we go into it just a little bit more?
Absolutely. Well, there are eight different sessions. The first one is about being clear about your needs. So we're looking straight in at what you need. We're looking at personal rights, the responsibilities that go with them, do's and don'ts when making requests, and a three-step process for stating what you want and need. So that's all in the first session. Mm-hmm. The second one is about giving and taking criticism. A lot of women find taking criticism hard. So we look at the four stages of taking criticism positively. And there's been tons of feedback as to how useful women have found this, and men too, actually. That's session two. Session three is managing the family differently, which is about how you can get everyone in your household to take their share of the responsibility, including your children, even as old as 3 years old, or I should say as young as 3 years old.
Yes.
Their bit, and about the difficulties women have in delegating at home and how to overcome them. The fourth is about the myth of the homework balance, because, of course, we all know, all women know, that that's a joke. There's no such thing as a homework balance. It's a homework compromise. Looking at this issue more of delegating and how to deal with jobs and how to get out of your perfection trap. The fifth one is being more valued at work, how to make yourself more visible at work, how to use your initiative and stand out, and how to say no, how to refuse requests without using the word no. So you're not running around pleasing everybody else, doing things you don't want to do. Yeah. Session six is maintaining inner balance. Excuse me. And this is where we start to look at the link between your energy and your power, and the link between your heart and your integrity. So you can see now we're moving into more of the kind of the divine feminine realm.
Yes.
Here. Excuse me. Session seven is about establishing a new operating platform. That's about moving from a fear platform to a love platform. Three inner balance keys to keep you stress-free, and how you can see your own magnificence. And the final one is how to find your powerful place within and how to live from there. So it's three daily practices, two things to remember about making decisions, and three things you must do if you're serious about taking care of yourself. So over that whole audio program, you've got a pathway through. By the end of it, You should be firmly planted on that journey to release the divine feminine inside yourself.
Absolutely wonderful. And I take it, I mean, do you offer one-to-one coaching or anything like that, Geraldine?
I do, yes, I offer one-to-one coaching. And I also have an online mentoring and coaching program for women preparing for leadership. So on the link that you gave people where you said at the end, reclaim, .html. If they put Opal, O-P-A-L, then they will find the page that will tell them all about the mentoring and coaching program, and that's for women preparing for leadership. Okay. So that's the kind of middle program between the audio one and the 4.5-day residential one. There's an online coaching program for women preparing for leadership. But if anybody wants to write to me at geraldine@powerfulwoman.net, of course, I'll answer any questions people have.
Okay, and would you like to mention the Minneapolis one program in USA, the 3.5-day?
Yes.
Have you got a date for that?
Yes, it's September the 10th to the 13th in Minneapolis, and it's called The Diamond Edge, and it's our signature leadership program for women, and we're bringing it to the US for the very first time. And that's in Minneapolis, and I will send you details about that if you'd like to write to me at geraldine@powerfulwoman.net. And I'm delivering that with the co-designer and the co-author of the program, and my co-facilitator, Mary Casey. And she's based in Minneapolis, so we deliver that program together. And we don't take very many on it to make sure that everybody gets a lot of individual attention.
Okay, so how do we book for that? Can I just ask again, is that up on site?
That's on a different website. But if you go to you will see the detail at Geraldine at my website, powerfulwoman.net. Woman.
Okay.
On that very first page, there are links to all those three programs, the audio one, the online coaching one, and the Diamond Edge Leadership Program. So there are links to all of those straight on that home page. Or just drop me an email and I'll send you the details.
Well, Geraldine, that is just wonderful. I have to really thank you. That's been informative, inspirational, motivational. I'm coming to everything. I think I'm doing everything. So hopefully everybody else will react like that.
It's lovely to talk to you again.
Well, it is. We go back, way back into the 90s when we did Louise Hay's work together,
yes,
I remember.
Exactly.
And it's just been so lovely to connect. And, you know, it's super work you're doing, very powerful. And it will just be so wonderful if the women in the corporates really take it on board and run with their newfound divine feminine power. So, Geraldine, thank you so, so much. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. And we're just getting ready to go to the next break now. So bye for now, Geraldine.
Yeah, thank you, Patricia. Bye-bye for now. Bye-bye.
Take care. Take care. This is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show, and we're going on a quick break. And when we return, I will share with you more ways to expand and amplify the divine feminine in your life. So please stay tuned.
In the perfect world where nothing's wrong.
Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk, radio.com. On the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, Call in for a live, on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit michaelshane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines the light on what you put into your body. You know, April can always be a little dicey because Mars goes into Aries, which makes things a little fiery. This April is no exception. However, on April 25th, we are having a lunar eclipse in Libra aspecting Aries. The word lunacy comes from these eclipses. Then on April 28th, Mars will cross over this point, really triggering it. So there will be aggressive lunatics coming out at this time. You need to be very aware of this and stay away from volatile situations and people. Don't buy into their drama and don't get caught up in it. For more information and to experience an aha moment, join me on my show, The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio, or go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Tears fall from the trees and memories sigh on the breeze.
Well, this is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show, and I'm back. We've just had the most fabulous time with my guest, Geraldine Bowne, and she's told us so much about the Divine Feminine in such an inspirational and motivated way. You can certainly hear Geraldine's passion absolutely glowing through there. Just one little ad mini thing for you all, just to let you know that that wonderful offer that she's giving you is only valid for 1 week from today. So get onto the site and get ordering that now. I wouldn't hang about because she will be withdrawing the offer. Okay, but my sincere thanks to Geraldine, and we wish her every success with this new program. And indeed, the launch in Minneapolis. And I know so many of you listening are from the US. So if you can possibly get there, it's going to be 3.5 days of absolutely mind-blowing information. So do your best to make it. Well, now we come to the part of the program where we usually do various things, sounding, etc. So just before we go there, a quick reminder about giveaways. I'm offering a free one-hour coaching session. And if we haven't worked together before, I'd love to hear from you. Just phone in on 1-800-930-2819. As we know, Geraldine's offering 40% off an audio program, Reclaim Your Power, Reclaim Your Life. 8 audios, 20 minutes, plus 8 transcripts. And it's reduced from 37 euro to 22. So you need to go to www.powerfulwoman.net/reclaim.html. And when it comes onto the payment page, put talk into the coupon there. So you know what? I had written a whole screed of stuff that I was going to deliver to you between now and the 8 o'clock hour. And then I thought, no, I'm just going to go with the flow here because a number of things have happened since I've written the script, as it were. And that is I've had two friends phoning to say how lethargic they feel, totally absence of energy completely within them. And then I went out with a friend this morning, found her doubled over, sore back, pains in all the joints and all of that. And then on Facebook and personal emails coming to me, a lot and a lot of clients saying, you know, what on earth is going on? We're just, every little ache and pain seems to be amplified. It's in our face, can't breathe. Blah, blah, blah. So I thought, well, okay, we better have a look at this. We better just look at the energies just now. And I am no astrologer by any means. However, I am, as a woman, very connected to the goddess, to Earth, and also to the moon, and indeed our solar system. So we need to look at actually what is coming up this week. We have a full moon, and then we're on the 9th of May, we are following that up with a solar eclipse. Now, that's on the 9th of May, And this solar eclipse is taking place in Taurus. Now, that fascinates me because Taurus is the sign related to the throat chakra. And of course, you know me, I'm so involved with the voice, with us all finding our beautiful voices. And if there's anyone out there that thinks they don't have one, please reframe. Your voice is totally unique to you. And just use it, just love it, just be with it. But, you know, there are tremendous shifts in energies here because solar eclipses don't happen very often. And so we have to take cognizance of the fact that the planets are really rearranging themselves out there. And that energy does feed its way through and into our lives. And I do, just listening, as I say, to relatives, friends, people just talking to me, I thought there is a lot of stuff going on for people. And we women, you know, my own heart chakra, I'm so incredibly sensitive that I do pick up other people's pain. I pick up their emotion. And I know that part of my job here on the planet is to help other people transmute that energy. And so it is about self-awareness, isn't it? It's about finding the gems, the jewels in just our everyday living. And I thought to myself, well, okay, what can we do this evening for these few short moments that will actually help to ease that, to bring our bodies back into a place of ease and calm and relaxation? And the easiest way for me to share with you, as you know, is through sound and just tapping in to that beautiful sound that is within your own heart. Now, for those who are listening who are not particularly tuned into that, it has been scientifically proven that music, of course, does. It's like a healing balm. It has a harmonizing effect on the cellular and molecular structures of the body. And this is proven, Dr. Emoto, Masaru Emoto, very well known for his work with water and photographing the water before and after words or sounds are fed into the water. So, you know, he's done a lot of work to prove, and there are a lot of sound people who've done a lot of work that proves that just the vibration, the sound, the intention, the words you use, loving, supportive, healing, you know, the vibration that comes through these words is pure heaven. That is heaven on earth when you apply it to yourself. So what I'm going to invite you all to do right now is just to, in your chair or your seat, perhaps you're lying on the bed or the couch, whatever you're doing, it's just lovely to be able to go within, is it not? And close your eyes, just closing your beautiful eyes and allowing them to rest. And just drawing all of your awareness inside, deep within you, because here is the diamond at the center of your beautiful being. And you are a magnificent being of light. Your soul is comfy within the vessel. And the vessel is made up of your physical body, emotional, and your spiritual and your mental bodies. And they form that beautiful field of energy that embraces your soul. And what you need to do is just find that heart sound. You know, we all talk about making our hearts sing. And if we would just do that every day for a few minutes, like we're doing now, we would be calm and we would be relaxed and we would be focused. We could bring up our passion and our desire, our divine feminine power, and bring it right forward, bring it right into, just as Geraldine's telling us, bringing it into the world, birthing it, activating it. And so, you know what, just take this opportunity to make the sound of ah. And we really are running right to the end of the program this evening, but let's just go. We'll push it as much as we can. Breathe in, lovely deep, deep breath, and then just make that lovely sound. Ah, and again, breathing in. Ah, and one more time, breathing in. Ah. And as you relax, as you sit in the silence, I'm just going to leave you with the thought that this costs nothing, harnessing the power of your own voice to heal yourself, to de-stress, to meditate, to take time. It is magical. It fills your life with miracles. Now, Wayne Dyer's been teaching this for years, Deepak Chopra, Jonathan Goldman. You know, so many people have discovered this secret. So I'm going to leave that with you. I must thank Brian. He's such a brilliant engineer working with us all the time. Brian, I hope you're not asleep there.
No. Thank you very much, Patricia. It's Karen's. And
okay.
Top of the day to you, my dear.
Top of the day to you, too. Please join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific, and 7 p.m. in the UK. Next week on the Awakening Talk Radio Show, we will be taking you on the next steps of your evolutionary journey. So have a great week, and I will see you back here next time. Thank you, Geraldine.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose. And bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.